Welcome back to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. Every Sunday, I take time to reflect on the week that has passed and to prepare for the week that is ahead. At the beginning of this year, I made a promise to myself to primarily focus on caring for my mind, my body, and my soul. I use this podcast as a way to check in weekly to hold myself accountable. I hope that in doing so, I'm able to inspire others by sharing my story. I really hope you enjoy this week's episode. Now let's go ahead and get started. Hello, I have missed you. It has been a long time since we last spoke and a lot has happened. So I'm going to do my best to try to catch you up a little bit on the big things that's been going on in my life. And of course, as always, how I've been accomplishing my goals. So let's jump right on into it. March 6th started Lent. If you do not know what Lent is, I am not going to sit here and explain it in depth, but it is a 40 or some odd day fast, about 40 day fast for Easter, in celebration of Easter. Depending on what denomination of Christianity people adhere to, you may have heard like Lent, people celebrate it in a lot of different variations. The way that I do it though is this is the way my church does it. I choose about two things to focus on, to sacrifice, that allow me to get closer to God in celebration of Easter. That is like Amira's definition and Amira's interpretation of Lent. But the two things that I have chosen to give away this year are social media and wine. And I've been doing pretty good so far. I would say 98% doing good. Wine, I have not had any wine at all since March 6th. And social media, you know, I posted a picture, but that is because I posted one picture because I got the opportunity to go to LA, freaking LA last week for a conference. And it was my first time in LA. It was my first time really further west of like Louisiana. This is the furthest I've been. It was the longest flight I've ever been on. Little known fact about me, I have an irrational fear about flying. So I got an opportunity to work through that. I got an opportunity to eat some chicken and waffles at Roscoe's. I got opportunity to hang out with some cool people, meet people. I learned a lot at the conference. Oh, I could literally talk for the whole episode about my trip in LA, but I'm not. But just know that it was great. LA is a big vibe. And I got to, my favorite part of the trip was I got to go to the dunes where Insecure, like seasons 1 and 2, where the main character Issa lives, and take a picture. And you know, I had to post that on social media. I had to. So I posted it, hopped off, and I have not logged on since. But yeah, that was a great time. LA is a big vibe. Really, really enjoyed it out there. But now I am back to reality and getting ready to finish my last year. Not my last year. My first year of grad school. And yeah, it's been a journey. So we're going to hop right on in. Going to give you updates on my goals as it pertains to my mind, my body, and soul. And we are going to start with the mind. So let's just go ahead and must be honest here when it comes to the body. So most of the times on here, when I talk about my body, I am specifically talking about, I focus primarily on diet and exercise. Well, I told you earlier, I went to LA, so diet and exercise did not exist last week. And I don't remember what I did the week before that. But I know in LA, I ate good and I did not exercise at all. I ate chicken and waffles. I was in California. I ate tacos a lot. You know, I just was living my best life. And you know, I did not do any of my goals, and I'm really unashamed and unapologetic about it. However, though, flip side, what I have been doing is clearing up this face, okay? let me tell you something. Product of the week, shout outs. This is not a paid sponsorship. This is, I don't even have enough listeners to get paid for sponsorships, but Proactive, Extra Strength, let me tell you. So, long story short, I have struggled with acne in some shape or form since I was like 13 years old. Since I was 13 years old, every single year, all the time, my mom has been the unofficial spokesperson for Proactive because she struggled with adult acne. Proactive was the only thing that worked for her, blah, 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 blah. She's been telling me about it all of my life. I have used it. I've used it for a lot of those years, but not ever consistently like they tell you to. And I've never used the system in the proper way. I've never followed the instructions until January 1st. I've talked to you about it already because my acne got severely bad towards the end of last year. And I became desperate. So I made it a goal. I was like, let me try this thing out. See how it works. Since January 1st, I've been using the regular Proactive twice a day like they tell me to. I do the mask 3 times a day. I use every single product in the line. I follow the instructions on the bottle to a T. And like March came, and that's like the 8-week mark where you're supposed to start seeing improvement. And I was seeing improvement, but not like I wanted to or not that I expected to. My pimples were gone. I was not really getting any, but I had a lot of blemishes and spots that were not going away. My mom suggested, I was venting to her about it, and she suggested that I do the Extra Strength. Let me tell you something. She gave me the Extra Strength like a week ago, right before I went to LA, maybe like a little over a week ago. She saw me the day before I used it. When I came back, she was like, oh my God, your skin is clearing up. And I looked in the mirror. I said, oh my God, my skin is clearing up. Let me tell you, I don't know what is in that stuff, but it is working for me. It is really, really working. And I'm already noticing a difference. It's only been a week. And, yeah, so this is one of those moments where my mom is right about something and I'm actually admitting it. So there you go. But yeah, my skin is coming up. In December, you better watch out because the chocolate, milk chocolate is coming back and will be popping. Beware, be ready. Let's go ahead and go into the soul. Song of the week. Song of the week this week is Let It Fall by Lady Alma and the Rainmakers. This is a house remix. It is bouncy. You can jig to it. Ride around in the suntime and the sunshine with it. Put your top down. I don't have a top, but you get it. The lyrics, though, are what make this song so dope. Essentially, what this song is about is what I have been preaching about all year, about how it is okay to not always be okay. Essentially, literally what the song is about. If I had a theme song to my life, this would probably be the theme song. If I had like a movie about my life right now, this would be the opening music. This will be like what I'm getting dressed to in the morning, brushing my teeth. This will be the song. Check it out. It's dope. You'll thank me later. Jumping right into it, for the soul, life lesson that I've learned. I have learned something about myself. I learned a lot of things about myself, but this one thing in particular I want to share with you. So, follow me for a second. Watch this. If you were to look at my life in 2018, take a picture, chick picture, a snapshot of what my life looked like in 2018. You put it on a wall, right? Then you take a picture of my life so far in 2019. Boom. Picture. Snapshot. Put it right next to the one in the picture of 2018. And now you were looking at them. Almost totally different pictures. They look different. There are a lot of things in my life that are different right now than last year in a lot of different ways. A lot of several different ways. But there is like something that is similar in the pictures, and that is this idea of uncertainty. Last year, around this time, I really was not certain about anything. Nothing in my life seemed like it was sticking together. I didn't know what my next move was. Really didn't know a lot. Pretty similar to this year. Don't really know a lot of things. Couldn't really tell you. But what I've learned about myself is that I have changed in this way. So my uncertainty that I had in 2018 freaking terrified me. It freaking terrified me and it bothered me. Like the fact that I did not know, like people would ask me, Amira, what's up? What's your next move? You know, how you doing? Whatever. And I just did not know anything. And that bothered me. I grew irritated. I worried all the time. I felt like a failure. I was impatient. Just couldn't let things rock. Like it had to be the way that I wanted it to be or nothing. And that was just kind of like who I was. And now I just look at my life and in a lot of ways, while my situations and circumstances are different, things are still uncertain, but I am chilling. Like people ask me like things and I'm like, I have no idea. And it doesn't bother, like it just doesn't bother me. I'm cool with it. I'm not scared about it being uncertain. And I'm not impatient at all. I'm probably the opposite, probably a little bit too patient with a lot of things. But I've learned that about myself and I credit that to like, we've talked about this before. The last past year, I've really kind of been forced almost to develop and build my relationship with God. And I've done that by way of devotionals and praying. And specifically devotionals, there's been a common theme of trusting God. Trust Him. Lean on Him. Depend on Him. And I think I have been internalizing those things. And through that, I have kind of like changed and become a little bit lighter. I think even I would say a little bit more confident and cool with the uncertainty. And I just had this epiphany. I think I had this epiphany today. And so here's me sharing that with you. But yeah, just totally different, light, cool. And I think it is just trusting that things are going to be okay. He's pulled me out of so many different things before. And I just know that He will pull me out. Maybe not when I want Him to. It might not happen when I would prefer Him to. But just really not seeking not leaning onto my own understanding. Proverbs 5:6, freaking my favorite verse. But yeah, that's what I've learned this week, really today, and it was on my heart to share it. But this episode has been a little bit longer than usual, and I really could keep talking a little bit longer, but I will not. I'll probably do another one next week because I just have a lot to share and a lot's been going on. But as always, if you have made it this far, you are a real one. I appreciate you. Many blessings to you as you start this week, and I will see you very, very soon. Much love.